Here's something that new lobbying legislation does not rule out, some good old-fashioned rage against the machine.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yep, Alex, it's a band. They'll be playing a show with Wayne Kramer. You may remember him as the legendary guitarist from the MC5 during the Democratic National Convention.
And both these conventions are going to feature all sorts of musical acts. Maybe there's some kind of meaning in there. Here with a preview is musician and NPR blogger Carrie Brownstein.
Cold War Kids, Silver Sun Pickups, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, Moby, and Death Cab for Cutie. The Democratic National Convention sounds like it could be Coachella or Lollapalooza.
You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time.
It might have something to do with Barack Obama. It's no secret that he has great taste in music, liking everyone from Kanye West to Wilco.
I'm walking out by myself.
Artists have made playing benefits for Obama and opening for him at rallies tantamount in importance to, say, a performance on The Letterman Show, or in this day and age, getting a lot of hits on YouTube.
Like we always do with this time.
So it's no surprise that the DNC is chock full of eager and earnest acts, there to lend their support not just musically, but politically, because they actually believe in the candidate. So you're probably wondering, who's playing the Republican National Convention? Well, brace yourself. It's the Beach Boys and the Charlie Daniels Band. Okay, there are some younger acts too. Leanne Rimes and Smash Mouth. Remember them?
It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait.
And if you're lucky, you might even catch Mike Huckabee's band, Capital Offense, also playing that week.
Ain't no fortune in war, no.
Alas, I guess I wasn't expecting the RNC, or a candidate like John McCain, ABBA enthusiast that he is, to magically wrangle the indie bands Arcade Fire or Fleet Foxes. But still, he could have tried to get ABBA to reunite. That would have generated some excitement and garnered McCain some respect among drag queens and my parents and other ABBA fans. But then I remember that ABBA themselves are actually upset at McCain for using their songs at his rallies.
Take a chance on me.
If the RNC and DNC were a talent show, the DNC would be kicking proverbial butt. Here's the problem. A lot of hip young artists just aren't lining up behind McCain, unless you count American Idol alumni Kim Caldwell. Something tells me that her loyalty to McCain may not be the driving force behind her decision to play. Hey, you take exposure where you can get it.
I guess the fight is over.
I want this battle of the bands to be more evenly matched, so I'm going to dole out some advice. There is a golden opportunity here for a new, upcoming band comprised of young Republicans. Form today. Call the McCain campaign tomorrow, and use the Republican National Convention as your launch pad to success. Your main competition, as it stands right now, is the Song Kokomo and the former Arkansas governor on the base. No contest. You will have a record deal by the end of the week. Right now, the difference between the acts of the DNC and the RNC are as different as, well, as the candidates themselves. Maybe that's the intention. So, I think I have to root for the underdog on this one. I might have to go to St. Paul to help the Beach Boys out. So, go ahead, go have fun at that other, cooler music festival in Denver. I'll be surfing USA at the RNC in St. Paul.
Surfing USA.
Musician Carrie Brownstein.
Carrie has a blog called Monitor Mix, and you can find it at npr.org.
Yeah.